Bianca Buitendag is a South African professional surfer. She's represented South Africa at the 2000 Summer Olympics and won a silver in the women's shortboard competition. Bianca, hello. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine and fabulous. Thank you very much. So have you been in the sea this morning already?
I have not, actually. I'm getting lazy. I'm a fair weather surfer now. After 9.
Yeah, see, you've won the silver now already. So, I mean, been there, done that. Now you don't have anything to prove anymore. You can sleep late and do coffee. Okay, let's start there right at the beginning, because now all people know you can surf, but they don't know who you are personally. There where you at home and you wear no shoes and you've got to impress no one. Personality-wise, just who's Bianca?
Bianca maybe is more of an introvert. Maybe more difficult to kind of summarize yourself, but maybe more logical and cautious. Yeah, I would say quite a reserved person.
Okay, but that's not the picture that I, you know, when I see someone surfing in waves, you need boldness and you, the freedom and the wind rushing through your hair. It looks like, you know, you could be a person who's out there, or do you like the solitude of you, the only one in that wave?
Exactly. Solitude's my friend. Most of the time, especially on the garden route, when we paddle out, there's not many people. And if you do see someone, it's someone you've known for a long time. So solitude definitely is the reason I surf.
Okay, well, that also helps with one's relationship with Jesus, huh? Because that's one thing that even though you do it in church, most of it is done on your own between you and him. Where did you get to know him in the first place?
Yeah, that is very true. I would say I grew up in a Christian household, which helps. The foundation was set, knew all the Bible stories, went to Sunday school, etc. But then, so it was more of a burden to, I don't know, to follow Christ. It was part of my family story, but not necessarily mine. And then when I was 17, actually, my best friend got saved, and I saw his life change from black to white, right in front of my eyes, and I couldn't deny what had happened. And then I went from like kind of following the rules and making sure I don't make any big mistakes to really getting to know God as my friend and his character, essentially.
Sure. But it must be daunting to have had a private life up to now. You know, I mean, you did take part in big competitions in any case, but to be someone who's known for one of the only 3 medals that we got at the Tokyo Olympics, suddenly everyone wants to speak to you and you're not your own anymore. Is that something that you hope is over quickly? Or do you think this is a platform Jesus has given you that you can actually make a difference now?
I guess it is an opportunity. After the Olympics, God really put on my heart that what the next season of my life would entail. And life community services, like every time when I stood up on the podium, he just gave me such a big magnet towards the kids in the NGO that I'm involved in. And he's like, this is here for you to direct the attention to them. So that was my instruction, and I'm taking it very seriously. And yeah. I'm getting involved with Life Community Services in George, and we're planning on building a primary school next year. So that was the reason I think God gave me that result and maybe that podium in a nutshell.
Okay, well, tell us about them. Who are these kids?
So Life Community Services started in George 20 years ago through a couple, Morena and Philip De Vries. It's an organization that does a lot of different things. But essentially, they're trying to cater for the orphaned and most vulnerable kids in the community. So we've got feeding schemes, we've got aftercare, we've got foster homes, we've got it all, trying to cater for kids in a holistic way. So as you all know, the circumstances that these children grow up in should not be wished upon anyone. So we're trying to intervene and give them a chance at life through the love of Christ initially, and just making sure all their needs are met, education, food, etc.
So do you have time to then go visit them and get to know them?
Yeah.
Where are you involved?
I live about 10 minutes from their base. It's in Conville in George. I'm going to get involved in helping to fundraise or getting awareness for the project that we want to start next year. They have a primary school called Life Christian Academy that's currently operational. However, we are in Wendy houses, so we're trying to fundraise to build a building so that all the classrooms can be under one roof and we can use the facility for all the other activities that LIFE provides.
It's exciting because at least now you know with a platform like this, people will listen to what you have to say. I mean, that's the difference between having a platform and not having a platform is that people are actually willing to listen to something that you've got to say. And so many times in the past, you've got something that's worthwhile telling them about, but they're not willing to listen. So this is amazing. I really think God is going to do wonderful things through this. But you had a whole journey to get to this point in the first place. I mean, you don't do that well at the Olympics without lots of hours practicing and doing everything. What does it take to win a medal like that?
I guess a skill is definitely a factor, like hours and hours of developing a skill. But I feel like perseverance is something that comes over time. Character building with every hiccup in life, personal or professional, is an opportunity to really build character. And I feel like maybe the strength in character is more important than your level of skill. Yeah, I've definitely been through a few hiccups in my life. That God's thankfully pulled me through the other side. But I guess all the challenges I've faced really added up to not stepping down to the challenge.
I'm just thinking, that's the difference when you're talking about character. If you are there with the kind of pressure that would be at an Olympic Games, at that level, you can be the best surfer in the whole world, but to fold on that day, what keeps you upright and steely and focused when there's so much expectation riding on one round, once on the water?
So there was no expectation on me, luckily.
Why not?
I was coming in at 17th seed out of 20, and there were huge names at the event. So luckily all the expectation kind of was directed towards them. So, yeah, I was in a more of a free situation to surf to the best of my ability without much pressure. And I think that added to the success. And then obviously the last day, the ocean conditions were extremely wild and challenging. So it gave anyone a chance. So me coming in as the underdog had a chance to give the bigger girl, the bigger names a run for their money, and it ended up being like that.
Yeah, but when you suddenly start realizing, I'm in there, right up with there with the top ones. I mean, silver second, that's right up there. So when I start doing well in something, you know, especially when you're not supposed to, when nobody expected you to do well, and you didn't expect to do that well, you know, and when you suddenly start realizing, oh my word, this is going well for me, this is working out, oh, I just survived that wave or something like that, doesn't the build-up in yourself now give you the option to either freak out or somehow bring everything you have to the plate?
I guess, well, I put it all out there. I was like crawling out of the ocean after every heat because I was so exhausted. But I feel like there's obviously amount of effort I can put in from my side, but there's so many variables that have to fall into place, and it all seemed so effortless. So there was, I feel, the God's plan was really at work at that stage. There was many times where things could have gone sideways, and they didn't. So consecutively, all in one day. So there is divine intervention, for sure, but I've felt like I did manage to put 100% of my efforts in as well.
Okay, so now that you've got the attention of everyone, you've got a cause that you can support, and that can bring in money for that cause, but do you have a message? Is there something that's on your heart that, with having lived life, you feel, yes, South Africa should know this, that maybe could help just normal people there walking on the street?
I guess me being a very kind of calculated, rational pessimist at heart, I saw a miracle happen right in front of my eyes that last day of the Olympics. So my message would be to not count yourself out of a miracle in your life. So whether it's in your personal life, don't underestimate what God can do. Me from the most reluctant believer in, I don't know, I'm definitely not an optimist, and it happens. So, yeah, I would say don't count yourself out of a miracle.
So are you now planning on going out there, or are you going to stay on the water and just do a few interviews here and there, or will you be going out and testifying wherever people give you the opportunity?
Well, whatever the request is, I try and step up. But, yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm quite reserved, so it is quite intimidating talking in front of so many people, but I'm sure if I can manage a typhoon in Japan, I can manage public speaking.
Okay, well, so if people have to get, want to get, can't wait to get hold of you, how do they do that?
So I've got a Facebook page that you can just send me a message. And then if they want any more information about the school, they can Google Life Community Services in George. And on the homepage of the website, there's all the information necessary to get behind the school project.
If people want to get involved there, is it just with money or can they actually bring themselves? Is there some place they can help?
Anything. We really, anything. Any contribution would be great, whether it's your time, your profession, expertise, just prayer. And we would be very appreciative of all of that.
Okay, so we want to bless you from our side as well, because with Luke 10:27, where you get to love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and to love others as yourself. I know that's the reason we're on earth. Surfing is to serve him in a way that you can love him with all your heart and everything. Well, may you have a greater capacity. May he give you more opportunities to love him with, even though it's reluctant public speaking, or to love him with another day on the beach, or if, wherever God gives you the opportunity, every hug that you give, every child, there at the ministry that you're involved in, may you have the capacity to love well and to serve well and to serve well to his glory. And may this platform, I know it's a holy place. I know if God gives it to you, it's a place of responsibility and all of that. But the pressure is not to succeed at it. The pressure is just to love him with that platform. So may that love you have for him be visible. May people see past the medal and may they see past you and make the connection with the King of the universe, so that every opportunity that he gives you will have lots and lots of meaning for eternity. And that's what we want to bless you with in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much.